questions and pertinent questions will be aired during the lesson.
Today is a special day, Lag BaOmer. It's a holiday of light, a special illumination which illuminates to everyone who wishes to merit closeness to the Creator, revelation of the Creator. And it's good that we're looking at this article, a very special article, which explains to us about faith. Faith is the force of bestowal that a person acquires, by which he comes to equivalence of form with the Creator. The Creator bestows, and so does man, when he acquires that force of bestowal, the force of faith. And according to that equivalence, he begins to reveal the Creator. And truly, there's nothing more in our world and in the wisdom of Kabbalah and in the whole of reality, there's really nothing else to do besides discovering the Creator to us. According to the laws of equivalence of form, we need to do all kinds of actions in our minds and hearts in order to reveal the Creator, to come to His revelation to the point that we achieve adhesion to the Kut, meaning complete similarity to all His influences to us, that we will have the same relation to Him. That's our work in this world, which is called the work of the Creator, spiritual work. And that's all that a person has to do. In general, in all the worlds, in all of reality, only to become similar to the Creator, becoming Adam, which means Dome, similar to the Creator. In order to become similar to the Creator, we need certain forces that will mold us to become like the Creator. The force that does that is called the light, or the light that reforms. How do we attract that kind of force, that kind of light over us? For that, there is a method called the wisdom of Kabbalah. How to attract the light that reforms, that will correct us. And that's what we're doing. In essence, what I said is everything. However, we can't approach people with this because they won't understand a word about what we're saying, even if they may nod their head and say they understand. But we already know from ourselves that what the ear might hear, it doesn't really understand until it reaches our heart, meaning our will to receive. And only then, gradually, by working on our hearts, then we can bring ourselves back towards the Creator.
Where the difference between buy, make, and judge everyone favorably.
So, there are three things we need to do here to achieve a general correction. First of all, with the Creator, make yourself a Rav. With the ten, that's buy yourself a friend. And with all of humanity, judge every person favorably. Three circles. The Creator is at the center of the circles, then the ten, and then all tens, all humanity, as the outer circle. How to do it? One by
to the Creator.
Even though he doesn't feel the Creator as great, as existing, as something that rules, because then it will not be work. Understood? Yeah? So, make yourself a Rav means you just do it as an ox. You just do it. How? With the group, with the world, with the reading or singing or whatever you want. But you have to reach a state where you position yourself towards the Creator as some higher authority, something greater, and you determine it like that. That means just making or doing by all kinds of actions that you can.
We can't hear you, Rob.
So far, is it clear? So far, Rabash wrote only about one thing. Make yourself a Rav. Make for yourself a Rav, meaning by all sorts of means, with the group, with the books, whatever you want, you have to make it so that the Creator is great in your eyes. And it's not work that you've done before, and now you're starting to work with, buy yourself a friend, judge every person. No, this is constant, regular work you have to do. You're not going to see the Creator as great, but to the extent that you make Him great. And so the Creator is called Bore, come and see. Bore, only to the extent that you position Him as great in front of you, you can then observe, get closer to Him and observe His greatness. It's never going to land on you like a huge monster that you'll be afraid of and inspired by. But only to the extent that you yourself will make the Creator in front of you. And more accurately, that you are in this, you are immersed in this force, inside that force. All right, okay, let's answer some questions. This is not so simple. Czechoslovakia.
Ralph, the explanation is understandable with making a friend a Ralph, but buying a friend is where we have some issues. How do I buy a friend? And let's say a friend is hungry and he cannot go out because of coronavirus.
I'm not talking about that yet because we haven't reached it. We only read a part of the article now that spoke about how to make the Creator great. That's all we discussed. We discussed the part that says make for yourself a Rav. Rav means great. You have to make the Rav. I mean, and the Rav means the Creator. The fact that you call me Rav is incorrect. I'm a teacher, not a Rav. Rav means great in Hebrew. So how do we make the Creator great? That's our first kind of work. So don't ask me about the rest yet.
What does it mean that the Creator is great for a person? What's His greatness in?
What does it mean that the Creator is great in man's eyes? That could be from here to the final correction. We always need to keep opening up, not the Creator Himself, but rather His greatness. The Creator Himself, we don't want to open up. There's a restriction over that. But rather, there is a demand, as it is called, show me your glory, like Moses said, meaning his greatness, his power, how great he is. Why do I demand that? Because then I can submit my ego and work in order to bestow. That's how it works. New York 3.
Hi, Rav. The matter of make for yourself a Rav. How can we help each other make this a constant work?
We can talk about it in the group, in the ten, and thus help each other. With the greatness of the Creator, this is something we can discuss, this is something we can sing about, this is something we can read about. Anything that can raise our greatness of the Creator is appreciated.
Seems like make yourself a Rav is all of our work. Is it the same thing as come and see, Bore?
No. Make for yourself a Rav is only making the Creator great in my eyes. That's make for yourself a Rav. That's it. No more than that. Because there's also buy yourself a friend and judge every person favorably. There are three components to take you to adhesion with the Creator. Even though you make him Rav, make him great, it's not enough yet. You also have to cling to him, to adhere to him. So there's other means for that. And that's buy yourself a friend. Also with regards to the Creator. It's about that. And judge every person favorably is also with respect to the Creator. Because it's all him. None else besides him. And so in this way, we are that far from him that we begin from make for yourself a Rav, then buy yourself a friend, and then judge every person favorably. Three steps to reach the complete adhesion with the Creator.
Есть ли какие-то этапы в этом? Сделай себе Рава. Раз, два, три, четыре, пять.
Are there stages in make yourself a Rav? One, two, three, four, five, maybe? Is there a graduation here?
We are not talking about some order of actions here. We're only talking about this in a global kind of sense. We have to make the Creator greater in my eyes, as great as possible. And I have to take care of that work all the time to make him great. And even though I later go on to the other two steps, which are buy yourself a friend and judge every person favorably, these are two more items in my work that I need to add. But I'm working on making the Creator great in my eyes the whole time, always. I don't put that aside and move to the second and to the third. All in all, we have to work on all three together. And how each one supports the other here, we're going to learn that from practice. Now we're going to move to Belarus. They have five people there today, right? Belarus.
Tell me, please. It's written in the article that a person needs to accept the upper Malchut in order to give pleasure to the Creator. What is he talking about here? What is this upper kingdom?
The creators rule over me in everything. In everything. Let's say I want to steal today. Why does this desire come from right now? This desire comes from the Creator. How could it come from the Creator? There's none else besides Him. So what, only bad things come from the Creator? Or good things? All comes from Him. Everything comes from Him. Why does it come to me this way? So that you ask for corrections and by that cling to Him. And in truth, for the Creator, there is nothing good or bad. It's all just means by which to attract you to the right qualities so that you become similar to Him. That's it. That's all. For the Creator, there's no difference in what a person is doing. It's like for a mother. It doesn't matter for her that her child, her little child is, making a mess in his pants. She cleans up, and for her, it's like any other way of taking care of her baby or a little child. Same with the Creator. It doesn't matter to Him what we think of as good or bad and all those things. What's important is only to build us to be similar to Him, in adhesion with Him. And in order to have adhesion with Him, we have to go through the good things and the bad things. All the plus and minuses have to connect. The positive, the negative, they all have to connect to the source. And then there will be a mechanism, a system of connection between us and the Creator. That's how it is in everything. Because we all come from
So, after all, we're advancing in order. We're not talking about, not about the 10 or the group. We're talking about how a person makes himself a Rav. How he makes a Rav for himself in faith above reason.
Where he thinks that he has none else besides him, good that does good, one force working throughout reality. And the person wants to scrutinize that, clarify that, feel that, that only one single force exists, and man exists inside this force. And whatever he feels, all sorts of influences from all sorts of external circumstances, still vegetative, animal, human, and himself. All those influences only come from a single force, that there's none else besides him. There's nothing outside of that force.
Spain, Portugal.
Spain, Portugal.
Buenos días, Rav. Buenos días, amigos. ¿Dónde está la fe?
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. Where is faith above reason in this effort that we make?
Of course, there is also faith above reason here. If I want to accept the Creator as the one who is great above all, then there is work here. I have to describe him as the only thing that's great in reality.
Mach 1.
Hello, Rav. Thank you for letting me ask. The question is, make yourself a Rav. It sounds like it's an individual thing for each person, or is it a group thing? And if so, maybe there's some kind of guidance, instruction and stages.
Anything that you can organize in order to increase, to make the force of the Creator great in your eyes, this means make for yourself a Rav. When you speak to others, when you read articles, when you talk to the friends, doesn't matter what you do, you have to demand from all those things that you feel that the Creator is above you and above everything, and He governs the whole world, and He runs the world, and the whole world is like a puppet show that He plays before you. And through all these puppets that you are surrounded by, you're going to see Him, that He is doing this to you. That's what you have to see. Only that.
Para poder ver la grandeza del Creador, es lo mismo de ver a los amigos como el Creador, o tengo que primero ver el Creador grande y luego a los amigos.
To see the greatness of the Creator, do we need to see the Creator great and then the friends great, or is it together?
We aren't talking about making the friends great now, but in order to make the Creator great in my eyes, I have to hear it from the friends. And then I have to make the friends great in my eyes, but my goal here is to reach the greatness of the Creator as much as they can tell me about it. So the means is the greatness of the friends. The goal is to reach greatness of the Creator. Latin 7.
Gracias, Rav.
Thank you, Rav. And the question is, how to work with our discernments in order to not to fall into religion or philosophy?
Just try in the group and in everything you do to always try to reach a state where there is none else besides Him. That's it. That's the main. Volga.
Tell me, please, in this action of make yourself a Rav, are we working on the importance of the Creator or His greatness, and how to discern between the two?
It doesn't matter to me. As long as He is great in my eyes, in everything, that besides Him, there is nothing. I exist in Him like an embryo in a womb. That's how I exist in the Creator, and I never leave that. Even when I become greater afterwards, I always stay entirely in Him. That's how I have to see Him. Almata.
Good morning, Rav. Thank you for letting me ask the question. You said to steal from your ego. Could you explain in more detail how you do this?
Right now I can't get into this. We're not talking about how to steal from the ego. We're talking about how to make the Creator great in our eyes. That's it. That's the first action. Without it, you cannot approach the second or the third. Meaning, a person wakes up, recovers, forgot about everything about life, then he starts thinking, where am I? So first he has to start making the Creator great in his eyes. That's what's important. Okay? Now we only have BBUK.
Доброе утро, учитель.
Good morning, teacher. Is it only a means to grow the Creator? Is only a means?
To make the Creator great in my eyes is a means by which to come to adhesion with the
Rav, say please, we always talk about example, but the example that you said, I wake up in the morning, first thing I need to do is to make the Creator great. An example, do I have to make some kind of inner dialogue, or I don't know, to say that the Creator, you're great, or something, or to feel something when I say something?
We have to show to ourselves that we exist inside of Him, and He determines everything. Thoughts, actions, feelings, everything. This could be in my mind, in my feeling. Everything comes from Him. The Creator is a field. It's a force field that I'm in, and it rules all my senses, my thoughts, my qualities, my desires.
Closer to Him, at least to some degree.
Let's say, no. Listen up. I'm in a state where I don't understand anything. What are they talking about? What is this all about? What is above reason, below reason? In general, what is it talking about? But I hear that it says that it doesn't matter what I feel. Doesn't matter how much I understand. Rather, I am right now inside, there is none else besides Him. I am in Him. And from that, I already have a complete confidence and the feeling that I am in contact with the Creator. And although I don't feel it by myself, because I'm still blocked. I have no senses. Let's say we see like a baby, a newborn. He can't see, can't hear. A piece of meat. Gradually, he begins to acquire senses and connection with the environment. And I'm the same. I'm within the Creator. I'm just about to be born. I have no senses for the world I'm going to be born into. It's a new world. It's everything is new. I have nothing, but I'm happy, at least, that they're telling me that I'm about to be born. And I'm happy that I have some contact with the Creator. My mother, the mother in whom I reside, that I'm about to be born from, to acquire greater and greater connection with her, Malchut Shamayim, Kingdom of Heaven. That's why I'm happy. And in truth, I demand nothing more. Whatever He gives, I receive with joy, and I am grateful for Him, grateful to Him for taking care of me. So the main thing in this work is to be grateful for His giving, the Creator, and will feel that He is burdening us more and more, but accordingly we will come closer to Him. He's confusing me more, and I'm attracted to Him more. He's confusing me more, and I'm adhered even more to Him. That's how it is. He's making my coarseness greater, and I turn it to purity. Until we come to a state where we are connected. That's why he says that I have the privilege of serving the king. In what? In the lowest degree. But that too is a great privilege, since the Creator allowed me to come closer to Him to some extent, to some degree. That's how it works.
Hello, dear Rav. I'm kind of confused about what you said. About what you said, that the Creator confuses me. That I'm as if I'm more and more included in Him through the 10, through the friends, and again He confuses me. Eventually, when does this connection take place and how?
The connection with the Creator begins when you stop demanding. Truly stop demanding. Then it means that you've reached annulment, the lowest degree of bestowal. Then there's connection between you. It's like you demand nothing for yourself, he demands nothing for himself. There's already some contact between you.
So, I advance above loving him and that's it, it's enough?
The first degree we need to reach is to acquire the degree of faith above reason, the degree or the quality of Bina, or quality of bestowal, meaning I demand nothing for everything that he's giving me. I agree with everything. This is restriction and screen and reflected light. On the smallest degree of the small vessels and the degree of Bina. That has to be there first.
But still, but you have to make some decisions or something.
But in life, you have to be like everyone. Like everyone. What do you mean? Of course. It has nothing to do with your relationship with other people for the time being. On your relationship with the Creator, and that you're with Him inside, together. And you have the fact that you have the need to be in contact with other people. You do it from your externality as a theater act before others. But inside you are with Him. And in this way, you gradually exchange your internality for your externality. For now, the main thing for you is this world, and the Creator is up there somewhere vague. You have to reach a state where the Creator is the main thing, and this world is the imaginary world, this theater. But you are acting in this theater as if everything exists so I could act in it, since the Creator wants me to be in this degree for the time being, and I will see behind all people the Creator. And when I behave with them in this way, it's the way I behave with Him, and I don't stop being in connection with Him when I'm acting in this world. Just imagine that everyone are actors, and the Creator is standing behind everyone, and that's how He's influencing you.
Я вот это как раз-таки представляю, и вот вчера целый день я делал упражнение, которое вы сказали.
That's exactly what I'm imagining to myself. And yesterday I've done this exercise of turning to the Creator and being in contact with Him, and I understood that at that moment I need to be adhered to the friends, I mean constantly to be in them. And that is this that state that will eventually lead us to a state where the Creator is the main thing? Rav, yeah, the friends are the essential thing in order to reach connection with the Creator. Almata.
Almata. Спасибо, что разрешили. Скажите, вот вы сказали.
Again, thank you for allowing me to ask. Can you tell me, please, how to connect what you said about the connection with the Creator that starts after I stop demanding and my consistent plea to the Creator? Rav, the connection with the Creator begins from wanting to bestow to Him and not from wanting to receive from Him. Again, what prayer can I have if I stop demanding? I mean, according to my understanding, the prayer is a demand. Rav, the prayer doesn't necessarily have to be a demand. A prayer can be one of gratitude, one of love. A prayer is a plea to the Creator, not necessarily asking all the time. But you can ask. You can ask to give me love to you. Give me good attitude towards you. Correct me some more. Why not? But together with that, it can be a prayer of gratitude. Latin 7.
¿Puedo hacer una pregunta del párrafo anterior?
Can I ask about the previous excerpt?
Bueno, ¿qué significa someter al discernimiento de mi razón las palabras de los sabios?
What does it mean to submit my opinion or reason under the one of the sages?
It means that I accept what they're saying as fact, and I want to live accordingly, and not according to what my brain is telling me. But I'm not erasing what my mind is telling me. I simply keep it below, and the words of the sages above, like that one above the other. That's what I'm doing. Here is my reason. Here is the reason of the sages. That's why it's called faith above reason.
What's the connection between they have eyes and see not, ears and hear not, and the work in faith above reason?
That's exactly the condition where I don't follow my eyes and my ears, meaning my intellect, my feeling. Rather, I go according to what my sages are telling me. It's helping me rise to the degree of faith. And the degree of faith means the reason of the Creator, the thought of the Creator, the attitude of the Creator towards all of creation. When I wish to clothe in Him, to hear, to see through Him, how does He regard all of creation? This is called faith above reason, above my own reason.
There's something important that I'd like to emphasize. You said that the connection with the Creator starts with starting to demand, and that's the minimum desire for the quality of bestowal. If I all the time have a demand for something, a desire that wants to swallow everything up, and we ask the Creator and we connect around this demand and we ask for Him to reveal Himself and everything. It's like we're banging our head on the wrong wall. What's the turning point? Where should it be?
The question is, why are you asking? It's not asking anything is also not good. You're not giving any contentment to the Creator by not asking. God forbid, this is called dead. A baby that does not demand, that does not want, does not react, respond, dear God. On the contrary, we have to ask, but we have to know what to ask. And then to demand with everything you've got, and cry and yell. This is what it's about. We're not canceling our will to receive. We're not. We simply wish to clothe it with the right intention.
So, to demand what? What's the right way to cry out? What does it mean?
The Creator gave them the evil inclination, and they demand Him to give them the good inclination. Instead of the intention to receive, the intention to bestow, they obligate the Creator to change it for them. And that's how they will overcome Him, and He's happy about it.
Rav, we heard today, we learned today that what the ear hears does not necessarily reach the heart. So our question is, how can we optimally use this state of Lag BaOmer in the process of making ourselves a Rav?
During these special days, there is more awakening. So we have to invest more strength, more forces, the connection between us and the demand from the Creator, the reforming light. That's it. And it's a great power that is shining now over the world, over humanity, over us, a great force indeed. It's recommended also during the day as much as possible to get in and see what's going on there and on all of our screens.
One will rise over higher beyond measure.
Yeah, that's how we need to see it. We are going through a series of blows brought on by the coronavirus, and there are additional blows on the way, and we will not be able to avoid them unless we begin to understand what is the reason for the blows nature is bringing upon us, both on the biological level and the human level, social level, and so on, so forth. And until we understand, what is he saying? There is no other cure for humanity but to assume the commandment of providence to bestow upon others in order to bring contentment to the Creator in the measure. Yeah, Creator. Meaning, if we bestow to one another, because by that we are giving contentment to the Creator. Let's say like children who relate to one another well instead of fighting. Like little kids, right, that they really want to fight. But in order to give contentment to their mother, they make peace between themselves. They overcome their desire to fight and quarrel and argue. And only because of their mother, they make peace. By that, they acquire mother's character, her intellect, her qualities. By that, they become grown-ups, special. So we have no other choice but to try and organize ourselves like that, at least within the framework of our organization. At least there. Inside the tents, inside the groups, inside the different connections, when we make the connections between us such that we can imagine to ourselves that this is how we are giving contempt to the Creator, and in return we will receive the support from Him. Gratitude will be on our part and support on His part. And that's how we advance until we acquire His nature and be adhered to Him. We'll see all of reality from one end to another, above time, space, motion, above all the limitations of this world, this physical world. And we'll see Him and across spiritual distances, spiritual phenomena.